the Mishnah. Rameir Aimer, Kol Meloche Shehiskel Bo Koidem Labo Oso. Pashtus, according to Shitas Rashi, we're speaking about Amokim Shenogu Shaloy Lasseis Meloche Erev Pesach. So Rameir says, Kol Meloche Shehiskel Bo Koidem Labo Oso. If he started doing the Meloche before Yudalit, Goim Rabba Bo Oso. He says, so l'chayre, that means the Issa Malacha was to start a Malacha. But to be Geimer, something that which was started before, that is not Osa. Avolo yaschil bo betchila barbo Osa. But he should not start betchila barbo Osa. Afal pi sheyochay le Geimer. Even though he could be Geimer it, but he shouldn't start. What is the Chiddush Afal Pi Sheyocha LeGoimro? It could be the Chiddush is that perhaps one might say that the reason why there was a minik not to do Meloche before Chatzos, that was perhaps because it might be Nimshach till after Chatzos, and after Chatzos is also Medina. So it could be that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Afal Pi Sheyocha LeGoimro. That there is enough time before Chatzos that he could be Goyim of the Meloche. Afal pi kein, one is not permitted to be Maschil a Meloche Yom Yodalet b'mokim shenoagu shaloy lasis Meloche. V'chachomim oimrim, and the Chachomim are Moisef and Rameya. He says, Rameya said that it is only permissible b'mokim shenogu shloy lasis meloche to be goymer ha-meloche. But one is never permitted to be maschil ha-meloche. V'chachomim oimrim, gimel umniyois oisin meloche ba'arve psochim ad chatzos. There are three umniyois which are permitted even to start a meloche till chatzos. Ve'elu hein hachayotim, the tailors, v'asaporim, and the barbers, v'akoibsim, and the launderers. Those who worked with shoes, with leather, they're also permitted to work Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos. Zogt Rashi. Shalosh umnius oisin meloche bechol mokim. So bechol mokim means even a mokim shenogu shaloi lasis meloche. V'taime mefarish bigmore. Katzonim Ushkefin, these are people who work with leather. Iboyelu. So now the Gemara has a three-way shaila. We have here in the Mishnah a Isser and a Heter. There's an Isser Hascholas Meloche, there's a Heter Gmar Meloche. Klar the Gemara zay. Letzoyrech Hamoyetnan. Could be the whole Kule is only Letzoyre Chamoy. That they were matter to be Goyma, that's only Letzoyre Chamoy. Avo Shaloy Letzoyre Chamoy, Afilo Migmer Namiloy. That's one side. This is the biggest Chumre, that it is only permissible Letzoyre Chamoy to be Goyma Ramaloch. Oy Dilme, Shaloy Letzoyre Chamoy, Nam. Okay, that what the Mishnah said, a Chumre, you have to be goimer, that's only by shaloi letzayrech hamoyit. Avo letzayrech, aschuli maschalino. Letzayrech hamoyit, you're allowed to be maschal. So this second sad is the biggest kula. That means letzayrech hamoyit, you're allowed to be maschal. And shaloi letzayrech, al kaponim, you're allowed to be goimer. Oy dilme, bein letzoyrech hamoid, bein shaloi letzoyrech, migmer ein aschuli loy. This is in between. We have here a kula that shaloi letzoyrech hamoid, it's muta ligmer, and we have here a chumre that letzoyrech hamoid lahaschil is also. So we have a three-way shaila. Either the biggest sad chumre is that it is only muta letzoyrech hamoyed ligmer. The biggest sad kule is that ligmer is muta afilo shaloy letzoyrech hamoyed, and letzoyrech hamoyed afilo lahaschil is muta. And then there's an in-between that there's no difference between Letzayach HaMoyd and Shalei Letzayach HaMoyd, Ligmeir is Muta, Lahaschel is Osa. Tashma, so the Gemara brings a Baraisa. Avo la Yaschel Betchile Barbo Osa. One should not start Barbo Osa, Aschel is Osa. Afilu Tzilzul Kotten, Afilu Sivcho Ktan. Tiltzel cotton, Rashi says, bendel, lachke. A small bendel is making sivcha, la reish, I think it's a type of a veil. My afilu. What is the afilu? He's telling us you're not allowed to start a maloche. And also, afilu, a tiltzel cotton, you're not allowed to start. So what is the afilu? My afilu, lav afilu, hani de letzeire chamoyet. So the Gemara learned these two things could very well be letzayrach hamoyid. The person needs another garter for the moyid. So it's telling us that one is not permitted to be maschil. In afilu letzayrach hamoyid, one is not permitted to be maschil. So the Gemara says, my lab afilu hani de letzayrach hamoyid. Migmar en aschuli lot. So here we see klo, one chumra already, that letzayrach hamoyed, only migmar is mutter, but aschuli is also. That's klo. So al koponim, so that means the second mahalach, that letzayrach hamoyed afil lahaschul is mutter, that's zichar. Here we see, haistis, that migmar is mutter letzayrach hamoyed. Michlal, weiss doch heutz, de shaloi letzayrech, migmar nami loi gamrina. So weiss doch heutz, shaloi letzayrech, migmar nami loi gamrina. Shaloi letzayrech, not allowed to be gamer also. Now, the shayla is, how do we see this? We had here two mahalchem in the Gemara, if you hold that migmar is muta letzayrech. One mahalach we had migmar is mutter letzayrach, and shaloi letzayrach afilu migmar is osa. That was the first mahalach. The third mahalach was that migmar is mutter by both. So now the Gemara had a baraisa that said that migmar is mutter letzayrach. Lahaschel is osa afilu letzayrach. So only migmar is mutter letzayrach. Now what's tutzach by shaloi letzayrach? Would migmar be muta? So the Gemara jumps to the conclusion, Michlau, the shalei letzayrach, migmar nami loy gamrini. Not allowed to be goymer shalei letzayrach. So here the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Ran asked the Kasha, Taisus asked the Kasha, how did the Gemara jump to this conclusion? You see, migmar letzayrach is muta. What about shalei letzayrach? I don't know. You don't see anything from this baraisa. So the Ran says a posha to Mahalach. The Ran says that the Gemara, the third side of the Gemara, that the Gemara said there's no difference between Letzayrach and Shaloi Letzayrach. So the third side was because the Gemara held Misvara, there's no difference. Malach, there's no kula for Letzayrach. Malach is Malach. Letzayrach Hamayit. Shaloi Letzayrach Hamayit. This is a Malach that Osa b'makim shenogo. There's no difference between tzayrach and shaloi letzayrach. So the Ran says, if the Barais is saying you're not allowed to be maschil, and afilu letzayrach you're not allowed to be maschil. So we see from the Barais that the Barais held that letzayrach is a bigger svara to be makel than shaloi letzayrach, because the Barais said you're not allowed to be maschil, and then he said, you know what, afilu letzayrach not allowed to be maschil. So from the Barais we see that letzayrach is a bigger svara to be makel than shaloi letzayrach. If you see this already, so then the Gemara said, so then I could say that if it says that Migmar is Mutter, could be that Tavka Letzayrach, Shalei Letzayrach, Migmar is also. It's from this Baraisa we see that there's a Sfora that Letzayrach should be better than Shalei Letzayrach, so automatically the Gemara said, so could be Tvasta Meruba Leite Tvasta, if we have a Het of Migmar, it's only Letzayrach, not Shalei Letzayrach. That's how the answer is shot in the Gemara. So the Gemara loy. Lo'oilam v'sheloi le'tzoirech migmar nami gamrin. The Gemara says no. It could be sheloi le'tzoirech you're also goyimer. And could be le'tzoirech you're maschel. Umay afilu. So what's the afilu? Afilu hani nami de'zutri ninu de'salke daita chaminas cholosun zui gmar melachton. Nasrabul nami lechatchile kamash malon. So the Gemara says, not the way, not the afilu is, afilu tzilzul cotton means afilu letzairich is also. Now the revus of tzilzul cotton is not speaking about letzairich. The whole barais is speaking about shaloi letzairich. The barais says as follows, leyaskul betchile barbo also shaloi letzairich. You're not allowed to make shaloi letzairich. Afilu tzilzul cotton. A tzilzul cotton, which is shaloi letzairech, you're also not allowed to make. What is the chiddush of a tzilzul cotton? Because a tzilzul cotton, so I would think that haschalos and zui gmar malachim, there's no haschal and gmar. That means you do one thing and it's ended already. So I'd have a svarah to say that this doesn't have a shem haschalit. Because as soon as you do a small thing, you're finished already. So I would think this has a shem gmar malachim. When is there an iser haschale? When it's a malocha nimsheches. So then the din is you're not allowed to be maschal. You're only allowed to be goyimah. But if the haschale and the gmar come with basaches, I would think this is a kul of gmar already. Zui gmar malachto. So I would think that this should be mutter, shaloi letzairich. It's kamash malon that no, that has a shame haschale also. So it could be you have no raya whatsoever from this baraisa. It could be, we say, the greatest kula, that the shaloi letzairech migmer is mutter. Letzairech afilu lahaschel is mutter. And this baraisa is speaking about shaloi letzairech, and it's telling us lahaschel is also, and the tzilzul cotton is also called lahaschel, even though it's one kula, when they'd be a svara to say that a tzilzul cotton is called gmar, kamash mula no, the tzilzul cotton is called haschol. Zogt Rashi, letzairech hamoyetnan hodarab meir, oidul mishaloi letzairech hamoyetnan, umishum hochi ein maschilin. Davke shaloi letzairech ein maschilin, aber letzairech hamoyet, afil haschol inam ishori. Tzilzul bendel, sivcha al horish. Zog taisves, umay afilu hani nami tizutri. Ave mozi lishnuye kede besomuch. So the Gemara, the way our Gemara goes, the Gemara wanted to prove that if we see that letzairech is Mutter Ligmeier, so weißt du, Shaloi Letzayach is also Ligmeier. The Gemara says, no, Shaloi Letzayach is Mutter Ligmeier. So Taisvis, Ave Motsi Lishnuike de Bissom, Afilo Hani Nami, the Letzayach Hamoyed Migmer Ein, Aschuli Loi. So Taisvis says, the Gemara could have said, and this is like the Ranz Kashe, the Bereis is only telling us that Afilo Letzayach Aschol is also. You can only be goyim. In goyim, you can be goyim for shaloi letzayach also. Ela neich alei lemitchei shaloi yivshet minei klal. You can't be poishet anything. That means if you'll tell me, if you'll, the Gemara wanted to prove letzayach is muta ligmer and shaloi letzayach is also ligmer. So Taisa says the Gemara could have gibbled with that. Could be letzayach is muta ligmer and shaloi letzayach is also muta ligmer. He says, but the Gemara wants to say, I'll tell you, afilu nochmel. That could be letzayrich is muta afilu lahaschel. And the whole barais is speaking about shaloi letzayrich, and shaloi letzayrich is muta ligmel. Alanechel elemitrish lo yivshe b'nei klal, da hashtem motzlumeinu, the letzayrich amoy da schule, nami mescholinin. The barais is only speaking about shaloi letzayrich. So we're back to our three-way hakire. What is the Mishnah speaking about? Letzairech, shaloi letzairech, and are both the same. Toshma, Rab Meir Oimel, kol melocha shehi letzairech hamoyit, every melocha which is letzairech hamoyit, goyim ro barbo osa. Mutzoyach amoyd ye goyma. Eim osai bizman she hiskul bo koidem albo osa. Avo lo hiskul bo koidem albo osa, lo yaskul bo ba arbo osa. Afilu tzilzul koten, afilu sifcho ktan. So now, the second baraisa says as follows. Amoloche shehi letzoyrech hamoyet. Here already we have Claude Burim already. Amoloche, which is letzoyrech hamoyet, that you're goymer, but you're not permitted to be maschel. So lochere, we see everything here already. He says, lochere, he says, amoloche, which is letzoyrech hamoyet, you're allowed to be goymer, and not maschel. So Weiss the Chois, he's only speaking about Amaloche Shehi Letzoyrech Hamoyed. Weiss is Amaloche Shehein Letzoyrech Hamoyed. It's also to be Goyma. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara Letzoyrech Hamoyed in Shaloi Letzoyrech Hamoyed Loi. So we see everything. So we see the biggest Chumra. This was the first Tzad in the Gemara. Letzoyrech hamoyed is muta ligmer, and that's it. Shalei letzoyrech hamoyed is also fela ligmer, and letzoyrech hamoyed l'haschol is also awesome. But the Gemara, who adin da filu shalei letzoyrech nami gomrin? No, could be shalei letzoyrech you also goymer. Could be like the third mahalach in the Gemara. V'hoke mashmalon. Aye, why didn't he talk about shalei letzoyrech? He wants to tell you the tzad choyma. He wants to tell you, he spoke about the tzad hamoyed to tell you the sefer. The sefer, he said, aschol is also, that's what he wanted to tell you. It's really the migmar, afilu shaloi the tzad hamoyed yalauto. But he spoke about the tzad hamoyed to tell you the choyma that lahaschol is also the tzad hamoyed. So, Al Kaponim, from this Baraisa, already we see one of the two already. Now we know Klo that Lahaschel Lutzer Chamayit is also, Ligma Lutzer Chamayit is Mutter that we always knew, and now it's debatable what Shaloi Lutzer Chamayit. The Makshim wanted to say that Shloi Lutzer Chamayit is also a fellow Ligma, and the Talmud says, no, Shloi Lutzer Chamayit is also Mutter Ligma. So we're up to either the first Mahalach in the Gemara or the third Mahalach in the Gemara, but the second Mahalach already is Zichan Aremes. Toshma. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Meloche Shehi Letzorech Hamoyed Goimra Ba'abo Oso. Now, I want to say over Pshat in the Gemara, the way the Chassam Sofer learns, it's a very complicated Gemara, the way the Chassam Sofer learns Pshat in Rashi. Ramei Roima, Kol meloche shehi letzorech hamoyed goyim ro barbo osa, v'she'eina letzorech hamoyed osa. So the Chassam Sofer asks a pertinent kasha. He had learned on Daphne and Heyam at Aleph that Shitas Rashi is that when it says also, he had the Mishnah Daphne and Heyam at Aleph, Halayla Beishamay Oisrim Beisilu Matiram Ad Hanetzachame. So the Gemara brought a raya from the Sefer that Beishamay holds that it is also, that means it's not totally iminic. If the Mishnah says also, why says, it's also Meikarade. So now, Zuktach Sam Sefer, so what's flying over here? Rameir Oime Kol Meloche Shilotzeich HaMoyed Goimra Barba Osa, Sheina Lotzeich HaMoyed Osa. So we're speaking about Osa. Osa means Meikaradin. If we're speaking about a Mokim Shenogu Shloi Lasseis Meloche, so why should it be Osa Meikaradin? Zuktach Sam Sefer, that this first Bove is speaking about after Chatzos. So now the Braise is going to go geschmiert. Nochal. After Chatzos is also Meikradin. The whole Mokim Shenogu is two Chatzos. After Chatzos is also Meikradin. So nochal. Rameir Oimer Kol Meloche Shehi Letzorech Hamoyed Goimro Ba'arbo Oso. If it's a tzayach amoy, you're allowed to be goyma afalo after chatzoy. V'she'enu l'tzayach amoy also. After chatzoy, is he not allowed to be goyma. That's we're speaking about after chatzoy. V'oysin meloche ba'arvei psochim ad chatzoy b'mokim shenoach. What does this mean? So let us just think. Till now we were speaking about Gmar Meloche. He said Gmar Meloche is Mutter L'Tzayach HaMoyed after Chatzoyz. Gmar Meloche Shaloi L'Tzayach HaMoyed is Osar after Chatzoyz. Now we're still speaking about Gmar Meloche. V'oysin Gmar Meloche. This is Aruch Sam Seifele. In Rashi. V'oysin Gmar Meloche Ba'arvei Psochim Ad Chatzoyz Till Chatzoyz B'mokim shenoagu, that means b'mokim shenoagu hetel. That means b'mokim shenoagu hetel lasis melochis. You know what you're permitted to do? You're allowed to do a gmar meloche sheloi leitzvaisin meloche vaisin gmar meloche. Any before we differentiated between letzayich hamoyd and sheloi letzayich hamoyd. So that was speaking about after chatzoyis meiker adit. But oisin, now we say we do all gemar meloches, afilu shaloi letzayich hamoyed, barvei psochim, ad chatzoyis, b'mokim shenogu, in a place with a noyik to do meloche, it's in a place with a noyik to do meloche, you're allowed to do a gemar meloche, shaloi letzayich hamoyed, ul chatzoyis. Zok di gemore vayte, mokim shenohagu in, Amokim shenogu lasis meloche, you're allowed to do a gemar meloche sheloi letzayich hamoyi. Loi nogu, but if it's not nogu lasis meloche, you're not allowed to do a gemar meloche sheloi letzayich hamoyi. Ushma mino letzayich hamoyi din, sheloi letzayich hamoyi loi, shma mino. So here we see the biggest chumre, the first mahalach in the gemara, that b'mokayim shelaynogu lasis meloche, so it's only permitted letzayrech agmar meloche letzayrech hamoed and not and shelay letzayrech hamoed afil agmar meloche is also. So now we know all the chumres. We know that lahaschel is also afil by letzayrech hamoed and ligmer is also shelay letzayrech hamoed. Now let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Goimro ba'arbo oso. Now this is Goimro ba'arbo oso, afilu b'mokim shloinogu lasis meloche. Afilu namokim shloinogu lasis meloche, one is permitted to be Goimro. According to the Chassam Sofer, it's a bit schwerlich, because according to the Chassam Sofer, this is going about the left of Chatzos. Goyim Rabba Ba'osar afilu b'mokim sh'loinogu lasis melochem. Maybe the Osar is going on, I mean, that what Rashi says, I'm sorry. Goyim Rabba Ba'osar is going on the previous Baraisa, Afilu b'mokim shleinogu lasis meloche. A place with leinogu lasis meloche is goimul l'tzayach hamoyed. So that the top Rashi is going on the previous baraisa. This baraisa shteitach agresor chiddush according to Chassam Sofer that afilu eftach hatzayis is mutter. Leinogu loy afilu gemar do bigmar kaiminon. So this is how the Chassam Sofer says pshat in this Rashi. That the whole Baraisa is speaking about Gmar. The Reish is speaking about Gmar. The middle is speaking about Gmar. And the middle was only Mater Gmar by Mokim Shenogolasis Moloche. Abolay Nogolasis Moloche, Loy, Afilu Gmar, Dobi Gmar, Kaimino. The whole, we were only speaking about Gmar. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns Pshat in Rashi. Zogte Gmara Baita. Fachachomim oimrim sholish umnias. But you said, Rameya had said, it is only permitted to be goimel. Chachamim say there are three malachis, which one is permitted, I feel it to be masal. Tana. Hachayotin. Why would they matter the tailors to do malachis? I feel it to be masal. Shkain hedyet toifer kedarkoi becholei shalmoi. If we see that cholei shalmoi tfira is mutter amaisa hedyet, so yudalit koidem chatzois, which is killed from cholei shalmoi, so then they were matter afilu amaisa umet. Hasaporim vahakoifsim, shekein habomim dinas hayom vayoyitz mi beis asurim misafchim umachapsim b'choyle shalmoyed. So again, since we see that in chalamoyed, for certain people, this is a dover amuto, so yudalot koidem chatzoi, so this is muto for everyone. Rab Yoisi, Rab Yehuda, Oymer, af haratzonim. Shekein oi leiri goli misakni min aleim b'choyli shal moyid. So just like, so we see there is a heta for oi leiri golem to fix the shoes. So there was a heta to fix shoes in chalamoyid, so there's a heta tefila to make shoes in yudalot koidem chatzayis. Frech de gemore ba maika miflugi. So lochoyre, that's the svorem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why do the Chachamim disagree with him? The other things they did learn out from Chol HaMoed, that they were matter for certain instances in Chol HaMoed, so they were matter legamri b'yom yudalot kaidim chatzais. It's ma'asav l'meidin tchilas malachem misayif malachem, ma'asav l'meidin tchilas malachem misayif malachem. That means, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, that since they were matter soif malach, they were matter tikkun min olayim, for oyla regolim, so he says you can learn out, not only to be misakin a shoe that was made, you can have to make a shoe. And the Chachomim hold, you can't learn out, tchilas malach and misayif malach. To fix a torn shoe, you're allowed to fix. To mend a shoe, you're allowed to mend. But to make a shoe, you don't learn out, tchilas malach and misayif malach. Zogt Rashi, Achayotim, Mishim Hochi, Shoru Bar Boroso, Bechol Mokim, Afilo Mokim, Shenogu, Shalai Lassel Moloch, Shekain, Matsini Ben Kula, Misharum Niska, Bechayli Shalmoy, Shekain, Edyet Toifa, Kedar, Kimishni, Bemoyet Kot, Daramai said it is Mutta, Edyet Shaini, Umen Bekar, Hilker Bar Boroso, the Kil Michayli Shalmoy, the Fellow Umena Mishor. She can't have been in the city of the Kiv and Bashkin, but had the Tas Bechayle Shalmoye, Dilka Barbaros and the Kiv, Shalila Kuli Alme. Trilas Maloche, Ratzonim Shoisin Minolaim Chadoshim, to make new shoes. We saw if Maloche Tikan Minolaim. So Taisvis, Oile Regolim Misaknim Minolaim. So here it says that the Oile Regolim were permitted to fix their shoes in Chalamoy. Mehochem mashme, behedye, the osa lasakim in the line, bechayli shalmoyed, leitira el leire legolim davke. Here by Stachois, the only heta we found, soif malocha, was only for oile legolim. But by Stachois, tamazoi, a person is not allowed to fix his shoes. Ve'ein loimel, others say it's like ve'ein lahakshes. How could I say, let me say from the Maram. How could I say that what? That you're not allowed to fix your shoes? The dover of to Hashem Yikru Yisrael. L'chayri should be permitted, everyone should be permitted to fix his shoes. Because if he won't mend the shoes, they'll become unwearable, unfixable. So Memelis, how could I say you're not allowed to fix your shoes? It's a dover of it, and the dover of it is mutter cholamayt, so it should be mutter for everyone. Shema Yikru Yoise, the Yochel Liknis Chadoshim, that is not called a Dova Ovid. That's right, if you'll wear these shoes, that's true, if you'll wear these shoes, they'll get ruined. Who tells you to wear these shoes? It's not, you buy a new pair of shoes. Buy a new pair of shoes, some Amela, so it's not a Dova Ovid. A Dova Ovid means, if this Malacha won't be done, I'll lose money. It's not true. You don't have to fix shoes, you buy a new pair of shoes. The Perik, Misha, Hofach, Maisiach, Barais, Apoch, Elamayata, Lavla, Lishtari. The Gemara asks over there, so in the Yudala, there should be Mukta for Seifa to write. Shkei koish veikit yidoshim v'shoivrim. Kosim chalamoy de later veikit yidoshim v'shoivrim. Kosim chalamoy de later veikit yidoshim v'shoivrim. Kosim chalamoy de that this was only mutter l'tzeirich hamoyed and that not l'tzeirich hamoyed. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Moishivin shoivchin l'tan l'goylem v'yudalat. Zog the Rashi. Moishivin shoivchin kshenoisnim beyim tachas tan l'goyles l'hischamem l'gadal afloichem. When you put eggs underneath chickens, that the chicken should sit on them and they should hatch. Kori moishivin shoivchim. So yud dalit, you're allowed to be oisik in this. It's a shtikel oisik. It's a tirche. Not all the time is the town of goyles cooperative. But if it's besos satan lachayre erev pesach, no moishivin shoivchim the town of goyles. You're allowed to be moishiv. Tan the Goylis and Bayim and be Yudalit. Others say Litan the Goylim, that they should come out eventually Tan the Goylim. Litan the Goylim. The Tan the Goylis Shebolcho. If you have a Tan the Goylis that ran away, that means she was sitting on the eggs, and all of a sudden the Tan the Goylis will see Klor on the Gemara. How long it was sitting on the eggs. How long it's away from the eggs. It's a ganze parsh. Above a town, the goyle shebocho, marzirin oisa limkoima. You're allowed to bring it back. We'll see klor what the chiddush of this is. Ve'im meisa, what happens if the town, the goyle that was sitting on the eggs died? Meshivin acheres tachtel. See in the Gemara what the chiddush of this is also. Goyofin, blessing Rashi. V'tan negoilis ha-mechamemes beyin, she-bolcho me-aleyin, machzirin ois, you can bring it back. V'gmore porech, hashta yisuvim ha-yisvinin, adurim i-boy. This is l'choyre poshet, because here there's a hefsed already. The chiddush is that here there's a hefsed, because if it started sitting on it, so already if it won't continue, will be a hefsed in the bay. So if it says, Meshivin, Abadu Gebiz, Machzir. Lishna Achi. Now Rashi is going to say another Loshin and what the Taich Meshivin Shoivchim. Hochi Ksiv Beseder Mishne. Meshivin Shoivchim, not Litar Negoilim, Vitar Negoilis. And you do Meshivin Shoivchim, and Atar Negoilis also. Kloima. Shoivchim Leyoinim. Shaivchim is called when you want that the pigeons should hatch eggs. The town of Goyles, and that town of Goyles is for chickens. I see you're allowed to do this with pigeons, you're allowed to do this with chicken. Or you may shivim lischamim legadol afchoichim. Ochim mistavre, the shaivich loishaych ela bi yevonim. A shaivich is by yevonim, that's when they use the shaivich. The mokim adira of a yoyna was in a shaivich. The Mela Meshivin Shoivchen passed Mel Bayoin. Zot the Mishnah Baita. Goyfin Mitachas Ragli Behema Biyudalit. In Yudalit, a person is permitted to shovel out, to get rid of the Tzoye. Mitachas Ragli Behema, you take it, you move it away, you take it out into the Ashpe. You don't do such a big job in Moyed to take it out to the Ashpe. Just misalik it, let's study. Third Allah. Moylichim keilim umeviyin vibesa uman apapisha enam letzorech hamoyed. A person is permitted, Boshe the Mishnah speaking about Yudalit, a person is permitted to bring kalim, to bring back kalim, even though it's not letzayrach hamoyed. Sagt Rashi, goyfin umashlichim lechutz, ube moyed shechomo yoisa, ein mashlichim lechutz, elo misalken letzadim. Fragt die Gemara, hashte oisuvi maisvinon adurim iboy. Fragt die Gemara, L'chayre, the Mishnah is zu vein tzorch leimezu. If l'achatchil, I'm allowed to be moishiv. I'm allowed to be moishiv found a goyless on Bayim when there's no hefsid whatsoever. That means nothing is, there's no hefsid involved. Sabad, give this if the town the girls already were sitting on it. And now, if I don't do something, the egg will be either an unedible egg or an inferior egg. Sabad, give this. So why do we need the second aloch in the Mishneh that on the goyle shebolcho machzir in oisa? Omar Abaye seifa ason l'choyle shamoy. Zuk Abaye. No. The first aloch, which is matter of without any hefsid whatsoever, that's Yom Yudalit. The second aloch is, and chalamoid, if there's a hefsid, you're allowed to be mad. Omar Rav Huneh. Now Rav Huneh is explaining the second aloch. That we were matter in chalamoid, the mokem hefsid, so he says there are two tnoim involved. Loishanu ella teich shloisha lemoldo. Number one, in chalamoid will only matter when it is still 3 days that she was boireyach. Da akati loiporach tzimro mino. This means, this is how the Dvar Shmuel explains, it seems to the Rabbeinu David also like this. Farashi learned al kaponim that the Tarnegoilis has a natural warmth which warms up the bay. Now, Lamaise was sitting on the eggs, and then later it ran away. Faltik, it wanted to see Bustutlich in the Welt, was too bored sitting on the eggs. Right? So Pshat is like this. So Kol's mom, it is in a 3 day period from when it ran away. So it has this natural warmth in it, so the sitting on the eggs, even though it ran away from it, it will be cooperative and go back. You have to do it to tilcha, but al kaponim handling with this chicken. After the 3 days, polcha tzimra mino, so now it doesn't have any warmth whatsoever. So it has to go up now and build up warmth. And it was sick and tired of the whole time of sitting there already. So in Mele, you'll have such an asik to convince the chicken to stay there. It's a tirche yeseire. It's a gavaldik tirche. So in Mele, so Rav Huneh said, they were never matter to be marzer. Atanegoyle shebocho loishonu. When were they matter? It is still in the 3 day period from when it ran away. It still has this natural warmth in itself. So memele, it will be al kaponim a little cooperative with a lot of coaxing to go back to sit on the bay. That's tnai number one. Tnai number two. And it is also speaking about that it had already had sat 3 days on the eggs, and so memele the postal of veilagami. So that means after it sat 3 days on the eggs are not edible anymore. So memele, so we have here tarti litivuso. It's a davar ha'ovit. That means if you will not be mafer him to be moishiv, to be marzer, the Tarnegoilus, he's losing the egg. So we have a number one, a dova of it. Number two, it is not a tirche yeseire, because leipolcha tzimcha mino. It's a tirche, but not a tirche yeseire. So we're matter, a tirche in cholamoy, the mokim dova of it. Tartile tevusa. Avo. Laach ashloi shalemoldo, but. It is after 3 days that she rebelled already, the polchalot simra mino. Now she doesn't have any natural heat. So to go and to force her to sit down will take a gewaldic amount of coaxing and tirche. So this is a tirche yeseire. This they were not matter, b'choyle shalmoyed, afilu b'mokim ha'ovid. That is the chiddush of Rav Huneh, even though we know
that the Mokki Ma'ovid, they were matter, Gevald, aber Tilchi Yisera, they weren't matter. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, or, V'toich, oi, toich shloi shel yeshiva, so Apilo will say, that we talk, that we said we were matter, toich shloi shel yeshiva. That means that, that if it's not a tilche yisera we were matter, that is only if it's, that is only if it's acha shloisha lishibosa. So that means if we won't be matter, the egg is ruined. So then we were matter a tilche. Oh, but if it's toich shloisha lishibosa, it only sat on the egg less than 3 days. So afilu, he won't be matter him to be maishiv the town the gailas on the egg. So it won't be a hefsed merube. You can eat the egg. It's not too tasty. We'll see in Rashi, it's worth less. It's not a great A egg, it's a great D egg. But al kaponim, it's edible. So if it's an edible egg, so it does not have a din of a dover of it. So if it's not a dover of it, we were not matir him. We will not matter him to be moishiv atan the goylus, even though it's not a tirchi yisere, on an egg, since it's not a dover hoved. That's what Rav Huna holds. Avatoich shloisha shibosi dakata le psidi beya le gamri le madri. Rabbi Ami Omar, the second nekuda, filo toich shloisha shibosi le shibosa madrinen. Filu with Tech Shloishili Shivosa also Mahat. Bemaika Mifligi, what's the Machlaiki? Mar Sova Lahefsid Merube Choshoshu Lahefsid Muet Loi Choshoshu. That is what Rav Huna holds. So they were only matter Laacha Shloishili Shivosa. Mar Sova Lahefsid Muet Nami Choshoshu. And Ravami holds that a fellow have said mut chashoshu. So a fellow with toich shloisha lishivosa, they were also matir to be marzer the tarnagoilus alabayim, as long as it wasn't laacha shloisha lemoldo. Let us see Rashi. Seifa diktonim marzirin b'choile shalmoit koma. The seif that says marzirin, that is speaking about b'choile shalmoit. Period. But that's without any hefset. But on the goyle shebocho, the goyle shebocho, marzir and oiso, mishom hefset bayim, the dover hovid mutter. Here in Yidavke bocho, the mile of bocho is because there is some sort of a hefset, or hefset mu, that's all machloik is Rav Ami and Rav Huna. Loishon udaf b'moy marzirin ala toich shloisha l'mordo. When are you marzel? In Chalamoy, the time kudosh shloisha l'mordo. Shadayim le'avu shloisha yom yishabol chamilayim. 3 days did not as yet pass. Takat le'pol chatzimra lo'ova chamimuso mimeno. Her natural heat did not leave her behinoicha l'harzer. She's still cooperative to go back. Zimra k'moy eshto tzmirte lache shloisha lishivosa on another t'nai shekvar yosh v'aleim shloisha yomim k'oim shom domei alei v'kvar nishtanu abei the beim now changed v'im lo itarza harayin oivdim dein ruim lachila the not edible av lache shloisha lemoldo shehi kosho if it would say shehi kara would be gorgot. But the kosher could also be nishkefela. She kosher v'teir godol laharza. She's very difficult. She's not cooperative at all. But lache shloisha lemoldo, she kosher v'teir godol laharza. Oh, ya filu teir shloisha lemoldo. Im teir shloisha omda miyalem de katalei posti bei, she rei ruuyin laachila, loy madrin, even though it's not a tirch merubim. Afilu teir shloisha li shibosa, oyel benishtanu ktas, that's the svara of Ravami. Ve'ein ru'uyin l'chol odom ela l'mi shedaita yofa ve'ine istanis. Is, so, I'm sorry, according to Rav Huna, ve'ine istanis, no, Ravami. Ve'ine istanis mahadrinon. Ma'hadr, because that's also a hefset. Hefset mu'ed shamoichim bezoil למי שדייטוי יופי. Now, we have in the Gemara like this, that if it is la'achar shloisha l'mordo, la'achar shloisha l'mordo, no one was matter to be Moshe the Tarnagoylus. Why? Because polcha tzimro mino, she's not cooperative at all, and memele, if she's not cooperative at all, so memele, sefiladovah ha'ovid, they weren't matter. Sefer Hamura de Kechidish, according to Rashi, they were not matter, afiladovah ha'ovid, betilchi yisayre. Frekta Rabbeinu David in the Ram, so let us see the next file in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, it says, the Tarnagoyle shebolcha machziran oisa, means ter gimel amordo. Ve'imeisa, meishivin acheres tachtel. Frekta Rabbeinu David in the Ram, ve'imeisa, so whoever you're going to bring now, Lachair is also polcha tzimra mino. Yeah, you're bringing now a cold chicken. So why is this mutter? As I thought, that's this kasha they ask on Rashi. So the Rabbeinu David santed, Moshe, Shmuel asked the kasha, he says the same teretz. But the Rabbeinu David says this teretz, he says as follows, that there's a difference between atarnegoilis shebolcha and one that wasn't bolcha. One that was bolcha is rebellious already. A rebellious cold chicken loyalenu. Remember to say that it's polcha tzimra mina. She's rebellious, and she's the kalt oichet that to that. But since we don't see that she was rebellious, so it does not have a din of a tilche yeseire, and it is mutter. That is the chiddush of Mesa. We have heard in the Mishnah, Goyrfin mitachas ragle behema biyudalit. Tana Rabban. Hazevel shebechotra misalkin oisoy litztodit. Zevel in a chotza, you're only allowed to push it away to side, you're not allowed to take it out to the ashpe. Sheberefes shebechotza, meitzin oisei la ashpe. Now we have a stir in chotza, doshtait shebechotza meitzin oisei la ashpe, doshtait a zevel shebechotza meitzin oisei la ashpe. Frek the Gemara rufe kashe, I put the Gemara amrit, zevel shebechotza, misalkin, a good cash, I'm a devil, she bechot and talk nice with the other, but the tony, she bechot, she bechot, she may see nice alash, best in it. Omer Abaye loy cash, can be yudalid, can bechoyle shomoy. Yudalid, may see nice alash, but chalomoy, misalkin nice with the other. Hova Omer, hova, hova, bechoyle shomoy. Both of them are speaking about bechoyle shomoy, but he come out. Nase chotza kerefes, meitzin oisele ashpa. Let us see Rashi. The prashim. It's todim, v'loila ashpa chutz lachotza. Nase chotza kerefes, sheniskalke lo kulo, v'ein mokeim lusalik litzodim, is then is meitzin oisele ashpa. So then, afulon chalamoi, then my sister is allowed to take everything out into the ashpen. We end the Mishnah further, Meilichin Kalim Umevin Mibesa Umin. Allowed to bring Kalim and to bring to the Umin and take from the Umin Kalim. Avapisha Einam Litzere Hamoyim. Amara Papa. Bodik Lon Rove. Rove asked Akasha. Yes, asked Akasha. Man, we learned in the Mishnah Melichin, or maybe in Kalim, we base a woman. Half al pi she ainam litzayre chamoyit. Even though it's not litzayre chamoyit. So, memele, so it's also mutter. That's what we have in the Mishnah. Laminu, ain maybe in Kalim, we base a woman. Not allowed to bring back. Bimchoishish lahem shema yignoivu, if you're afraid the Beis HaUmen is an unsecure place, they might be stolen. Mefana, mefoshte racher, she bring it to a different chotzer. That's it. But you don't bring it back home. You put it to chotzer near the Umen, but you don't take it back home. In our Mishneh, it says you take it back home. So this kasha rove asked of Papa. Umeshanina, so we answered like kasha. Kan babo osa, kan b'chayle shomay. That's what we answered. Our Mishneh speaking about the Yudalit, you're allowed to take it home, and to be machma. And there it's speaking about chayle shomay, chayle shomay. Not allowed to take it home. You have to leave it there. If you chayish for gneivah, you put it into a chotza. That was one teres, the prophet said. The boy is saying, I'll tell you a second teres. Ha, v'ha, b'chayle shomay. Could be our Mishnah is also speaking about b'chayle shomay. V'loi kashin. Kan b'maminoi, kan b'sheine maminoi. Bryce is speaking about that he trusts him. He trusts the human. The woman won't sell the keli. The woman won't money again for the keli. He trusts the woman. So the male, if he trusts the woman, so leave it by the woman. So what, right? So why are you allowed to take it home in the middle of Chalamoit? Shalei the Tzere Chalamoit. Trust the woman, so leave it there. Our Mishnah is speaking about B'she'enei Mamina. He doesn't trust the woman. So if he doesn't trust the woman, from a mailer, so you have to take it home. They were matter to take it home. Let us see Rashi. Vodik lom minasai son, lechotza acheres eitzel umen, aber lo yevihim lebayis, shalochik mi beitza umen, mit neha teurech. So there it says, you're not to take it into a chotza, but you have to ask it to his bayis. So the Gemara answered, the second teres of a papa was, bima minu lo umen, shalo yimkir anyone sell it to somebody, ein mevi, I'll have to bring it back. שלא צריך המוי. לישנה הכי נממין, יש לו יתווה סחורי פעם אחרת, הוא צריך לסחורי עכשיו, he trusts him, even though he pays him now. He won't mourn him again, so if he trusts him, so there's no legitimate reason to permit to take it back, the basic. So you leave it there. And if it's any mamina, then you'll have to, that's our Mishnah, then you take it back. Bohasanya benichusa. So the mother says, you're right. Mal wants to bring a rai. He says as follows. Mevien kelen mi beis ha-umin. You're allowed to bring back kelen mi beis ha-umin. Kegoin hakad mi beis ha-kado. Hakois mi beis ha-zago. You're allowed to bring back kelen l'tzerich ha-moyed mi beis ha-umin. Abo loy tzema mi beis ha-tzaba. But if you had tzema that was given into the umin to die, to bring it back in Chalamoid is not a Tzerech Chalamoid, you're not going to make clothes in Chalamoid. So, or a Machisha or such things, you can't bring back because it's Shalei L'Tzerech Chalamoid. So here it says, Shalei L'Tzerech Chalamoid is us, period. V'im ein loy ma yoichal, nois ein loy schova, meinicha yetzlo. If he doesn't have what to eat, so you pay it, and you leave it. V'im ein loy ma mina. So what is if he doesn't trust him? Menichon bebayis hasomuchloy. So then he puts it into the next house. So we see already that they were matir by einei mamina. Einei mamina. But here says the next house. Bimchoy sheshema yiknoivu. Maybe in betzine besoich beisa. So we see already that by einei mamina he does not have to leave it by the human. And if there are difficulties, so that's the right teretz. Our Mishnah, which was matir, is in the case of any mamida, and don't have any place close where to leave it, so you'll have to bring it back home. That's very good. You explained, our Mishnah says to Allah, you're allowed to bring back from the human, allowed to bring to the human. You said our Mishnah that says you're allowed to bring back from the human. That's speaking about a mamina. There that asks us to bring back, it's speaking about mamina. Aber my lichen kasha. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to bring to the Yuma. The Ktoni ain't my vien. The Kolshkin ain't my lichem. Yene Baraisa says you're not allowed to be Meila. You're not allowed to be Meila. So what's Shah Namish? Namish says you're allowed to be Meila. Tell them about it. See, Shania being covered. That our Mishnah is speaking about the Yudalid. And that Baraisa is speaking about Chayla Meis. Look, Rashi. Osanya benichusak, you're going card me base akada because in base Zadok should sleep on the moy, then you're allowed to bring back. Zadok oisak lees hushes, abalaitemo shain ser hamoy, the main in mamini, alma shani lombe mamini, shain mamini, that was the right. Teratka may be in the masnisin, rain may be in the moyet cotton, tavayo bechelo shamoy, the masnisin doche, bishalay mamini, abo may lichen kosh, the tony masnisin may lichen, bohosamay mamini ike. And the aim, I mean, it passed now by my being, not by my living. Big Tony ain't my being, the Hoshkin ain't my living. Because I must need some Yudalit, but he, the Hoyle shall know it. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, or at Taisma, the Miss Yore Shema Yignoibu, the Kivin Shane Yochel and Nicham Bebeisoi, he can't leave it by the Umin because it ain't my meaning. Beloy bebeis ha-samach loy, al-shem yigmeivu, es kekul anich bebeis shlishi, vetir labiyim betzine bebeis. Dr. Mishnah Baita, shisha dvorim osu anshe yerichoy. The anshe yerichoy had done six things. Al shloisha michu biyodom, al shloisha loy michu biyodom. The eilu hain shloy michu biyodom. Markivin bekolim kol hayoyim. They were markiv the kolim, kol hayoyim shel yudalet. They were markiv the kolim. Let us see Rashi. Shisha dvom osan sheirichoy noigim Yisroel adorim b'yirichoy. Markivim the kolim kol hayoyim. That means a fellow after chatzos, which according to Tosfos, it's also been a teire b'zman habayis. Now it's a two avoiders and it's a yontel because you're bringing a kolm. Afal pikein, mark even the kolm kol hayoyim she yudalet, or mark even the kolm. See why later, why they want moichin. Bekoichin ashema, what that means beforish begmora. Bekoitrin vegoichin lifnei ha'ima. Bekoitrin loy garsinim. The ha'heter gomohu, you're allowed to be koitzer. It says le michu biyodam. Michu biyoda means that it was not preferable to do what they did, but they weren't meichel. The kaitzel legasin, the hetagamel, the kaimel on the benoches, the perka bishmoel, mi mokem shi'ata meivi, a place which is possible to bring for menoches, at the kaitzel, this is a new problem. There's a problem, it says, by the oimereshes ktzilchem. That this has to be the first kotel. The kotel of them has to be the first kotel. That is only in an area which you could bring the soirim from this area for the oimer. So you're not allowed to cut different. So this is leishes ktirchem. But if it is a place where inferior tua grows, that from here you can't bring for the oimer side by side because it's inferior tua. So there's no issa of leishes ktirchem. That's what Rashi says. Like you're seen in the Kaitrim, the Etagomo, the Kamlo Bonochet Perka Bishmoel, Mimokim Shei Ato Mevi Ato Kaitzer. But who's Yeriche Shalamokim? This is an Amic, Reinek Sheryl Mnoches. It's not a Medin Seus Laminchalemi Beis Ashlochim Lim Beis Amic. Lohi Einek Sheryl Oim, so it's not Kosher Loim, Damon Kosei Bomi Men, the Binim Mishvach Eretz Israel. Tinosum Zereshove Eretz Eretz. It has to be from the superior to the quality which grows in Eretz Yisrael. The Mamele, so there's no din of Reishas Tichem. No din of Reishas Tichem, so la to be Koitzim, so the Chiddush is Goitzim. But, yeah. Stay weiter. The Eilu Sheimichu Biyodo. Matirim Gimzi Yoish Shal Hektish. Matirim Gimzi Yoish Gidulim. Gimzi Yoish means new branches that grew on. Anofim Shegodlu Bacharubin Vishikim. Shigdishu Abiseinu, Abiseyim, their obis were Magdish trees. And now from these trees, new branches came out. היו מאפירים להונס מן הגידול. So they were mapped to derive benefit from the gidulim. Chotshepil, the Iker Ilon was shall hegdish. They said, but the gidulim from the Silon Amutim. Derech hu v'shikma l'koytzeke l'sheva shon, we used to cut it once in 7 years. The branches bein choyzrin u'gedeilim u'mitoysvin. The koydim tzisotzom, before you cut off a hu v'shikma korilei psula shikma. So it's called psula shikma, which never cut. Vishenikmatz korilei stan shikma. V'gdishu mitchilak shem v'kutzotzom. So speaking about that these ilonis, the obvious were magdish them when they didn't have any branches whatsoever. Benitois of lachem ikan gimziyos. As the years progressed, they grew on branches. So the anshe yericha used to cut these branches for themselves, even though they were gidulei hegdish. That was michu biyodom. Va'oichlin mitachas haneshorim b'shabbos. So here they ate peiros hanoshrim. Tachas hadbekel ameshe peiroisim va'yoichlin min hanoshrim. But I made the kulum meforish bigmore, why they were matter. The noisnin paya le yerek, and the third thing, they gave paya for yerokis. Who potter mina paya, can the meforish bigmore, yerek is potter mina paya. Umichu biyodo, they were moiche, mishum, why, I lo chere, zezena dachvum, they give paya to yerokis, mishum de kamavkilei mi maisam. Because by giving peye, they were mafkiya from maisa. Shehoyu aniyim oichlem oisa peye betivlo. The aniyim ate the peye when it was still pebble. The svurim she peye gemura. Because they were under the impression it's a real peye. Vilek et shikapev tum in a maisa mishum dehevke nilu. Because it's hefke, it's hefke laniyim. So kaponim, so they ate it without being mafresh maisa. And it really was pebble. So therefore it was Michul Biyodom. Let us just start a little bit more. Tona Rabbonon, Shisha Dvorim, Oso Chizkiya HaMelech. Al Shloisha Oiduloi, Al Shloisha Loi Oiduloi. The first thing was Girer Atzomais Oviv, Al Mitesh Al Chavolim, Vahoiduloi. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi Girer Atzomais Oviv, Mishum kapore. Veloi kovroi bekovoit bedargesh umitenoe. Umnekidish Hashem sheyizgane al rishoi viyivosru orishoi. So Rashi weist doch ois that there were two inyonim that Chizkiya HaMelech had done. Inyon number one was like kavrei bekavait, bedargish umite. He was not mekavir. He was a melech. His father was a melech. He was not mekavir him bekavit. And that it seems that was mishum kapore. Mishum kapore like kavrei bekavit. And then he was mevaze. Mishum kiddush Hashem sheyizgane al rishoy to show that a roshi yom mevaze. V'yevosru ha-rishoyim, so he was mevazim, there was an ikovid als kapore, and there was a bezoyim als kiddush Hashem. The meforshim ask akashe, the Rambam shita is, that the Rambam perek vov aloch yudat nuchas mamre says, afilo ha-oviv roshe, u'bal averes, mechabdoi u'misyori mimenu. So the Rambam Moses a din covet by a Roshe. And here we see that he wasn't mechabit him, and he was mevazim. So the Bichas Avraham wants to say as follows, that tataka din, you have to be mechabit him. But since the e-covet brought about a kapore, so if I can, this is l'tei elis of it. And that means so the Tehelis of it is this the greatest covet? I can't that I'm seeing that should have a kapore. And the Bezoyin, since there was Kiddush Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem, so there is a din tchiyah. The Kiddush Hashem that came about of this Bezoyin was doiche the Isser of Bezoinab.